I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The Washington Post newspaper has released a recorded telephone conversation in which Donald Trump is heard putting pressure on Georgia's top election official in an attempt to overturn his defeat in the state. Lebdo Diseco from Washington has the details.
In what is an extraordinary recording, the President of the United States is heard telling Georgia's top election official that he needs to find 11,780 votes, just one more than Joe Biden's election victory in the state. At one point, he even appears to threaten Georgia's Secretary of State and his legal counsel with unnamed criminal consequences. Throughout the call, Brad Raffensperger insists that Georgia's election results are accurate. His legal counsel is also heard challenging Mr. Trump on a slew of unproven allegations about electoral fraud.
All 10 living former U.S. defense secretaries have urged Mr. Trump not to question the election results and not to involve the military in voting disputes. In an opinion piece for The Washington Post, the former secretaries said efforts to involve the U.S. armed forces in resolving election disputes would take the country into dangerous, unlawful and unconstitutional territory. Members of the U.S. House of Representatives have voted to retain the Democrat Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Mrs. Pelosi said it was a great honor to be re-elected, but that Congress had a big job ahead of it.
We begin this new Congress during a time of extraordinary difficulty. Each of our communities has been drastically affected by the pandemic and its economic crisis.
The world's biggest manufacturer of vaccines, the Serum Institute of India, says the government won't allow it to export the Oxford AstraZeneca coronavirus jab for several months. The vaccine is seen as the best hope for developing countries, as it's relatively cheap and can be stored at higher temperatures than other inoculations. The Serum Institute is expected to be the main supplier for poorer countries, but its chief executive, Eda Poonawalla, said India wanted to protect its own vulnerable people first, and he respected the government's decision. The Prime Minister of Niger, Brigitte Rafini, says 100 people are now known to have died in Saturday's attacks on two villages by suspected Islamist militants. Speaking to the local media, he said around 70 people were killed in the village of Chomo Bango, while 30 died in Zaruma Darai.
C'est tout simplement horrible.
The situation is horrible, committed by unidentified individuals. But investigations will be conducted so that this crime does not go unpunished.
Laissez impuni.
The villages are in the Tillaberi region, near the volatile border with Mali, where jihadist groups are known to operate. Special forces have now been sent to the area. This is the World News from the BBC.